DW.
The Netherlands is certainly a role model when it comes to keeping rising seas at bay. But now the land of windmills is leading the charge on another front, with wind-powered transportation.
The NS verbruikt veel energie. En dat is slecht voor het milieu.
In a video earlier this year, the CEO of the Dutch National Railway Company, NS Nederlandse Spoorwegen, announced the news that as of January 1st, 100% of all Dutch electric trains would run on wind energy, a year earlier than planned.
Having him strapped to a windmill and making a turn on the windmill propeller. And I can tell you it's not a stunt, but it's actually our CEO making circles on a windmill.
Rise up the wind! Ik ben er ondersteboven van!
Well, the main goal was to offer all Dutch train travelers a full sustainable train ride.
Ton Boon is the spokesperson for the Dutch railway company, NS.
We did not want to use or pollute the environment with our energy usage. We want it to be real, full sustainable.
And so how much wind-generated electricity is needed to power these trains?
The numbers are 1.4 terawatt hours of electricity. That's the same amount of about 750,000 households.
So what about the trains that don't run on electricity? Are they being phased out?
We have about 1,200 sets of trains. We have still 22 trains in use that are not that do not run on electricity. They are gas oil powered trains, and they will be phased out by the end of this year. And so except for those 22, they all run on electricity and thus on green electricity.
The Dutch electricity company Eneco One intended to supply NS Dutch trains with electricity. Did you have to modify the trains in any way?
No, we already had most of our trains running on electricity. There's also one grid system throughout the Netherlands that we use over the last years. So we demanded, of course, that Eneco supplies energy that can be used on a normal grid. So our trains run great on Eneco electricity without having to modify anything in the grid or in our power systems.
NS transports some 600,000 passengers a day. What's been the reaction from commuters?
If we tell them, they think it's a great idea. The train travelers do not choose the trains because of the wind power. They choose the trains because it's their main use of transportation. But if we tell them that they have a green, sustainable train ride, that gives them a comforting feeling. So they're quite positive about it.
And are there any other transport companies taking your lead?
Well, we set an example in the public transport sector, and we see all kinds of other alternatives in the sector at the moment. There is a big movement towards more sustainability in public transport. But I think that not only for the transport sector, but also for the business sector, we set an example that it can be done. If you make a long-term agreement with an energy company, then you can reach sustainability in the long run and really have more production facilities and more windmills and water-powered plants if you have good deals.
Transport accounts for nearly one quarter of Europe's greenhouse gas emissions. How do you view the role of the transport sector in achieving the EU's targets as set out in the Paris Climate Accord?
Well, of course, we think that the climate accord, the climate agreement is very important. That helps us in stating the importance of being climate friendly and reducing our carbon footprint. But I think that with our energy contract, we proved practically how to bring the climate agreement into practice. DW.